The city of Cincinnati was founded in 1788, but there's a history to the area that goes way, way back before then. And that can be seen in the Newtown Municipal Center and the American Indian Education Center. The Cincinnati Museum Center helped dedicate the facility last month. Their curator of archaeology, Bob Genheimer, is here to help us dig into some of the ancient backstory for Southwest Ohio. The city of Cincinnati, 225 years old. That's a drop in the bucket compared to what you're dealing with what's on display in Newtown. So let's talk about the location first off. I mean, that's got some history. This is the First Baptist Church of Newtown. That's from 1841, right?
Yes.
That's an old building. So why there and why Newtown?
Well, Newtown's sort of a very special valley. If you look around the Cincinnati area, you'll notice there's not a lot of big floodplains and big, broad, flat areas, but the valleys that come into the Ohio River, the Great Miami River, and the Little Miami River are enormous. And in the case of the Little Miami River, it didn't even carve that valley. There's two sections to that valley. There's an east-west flowing one where Newtown sits in the center, which was carved by an ancestral stream valley hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years ago. And the Little Miami has pirated that valley. It's taken it over. The part to the south that runs sort of north-south up from the Ohio River was actually carved by what is now the Ohio River. It used to flow north up that valley through Fairfax, the Norwood Trough, over to the Great Miami Valley and down. So in essence, these valleys were the only place where you could put enormous things like village sites, large earthworks, enormous mounds. It's where they had to do it.
Okay, now we're talking they, the people who populated the area. Now, who are we talking about?
We're talking about Native Americans. When you talked about 225, 250 years old, Cincinnati is, we know that Native Americans were around here at least 10, 11, 12,000 years ago. And they may have been in North and South America much, much before that. So we have this long history, and we've been here just a moment in comparison to these Native Americans. But the stuff we're talking about in Newtown is a little more recent. We're only going to talk about the last 2,000 years. That's when most of these major sites were developed.
I like that. 2,000 years, and you make that sound like just something, right?
2,000 years is nothing. In a geological time scale, it's absolutely nothing. In prehistory, it's maybe a quarter or a fifth of the time that we know they were here.
So we're talking about these people who were here in what we now call the Tri-State, basically Southwest Ohio. How do we know that these people were around all this time?
We know it because they left everything for us. And that includes mounds, earthworks, which can be geometric earthworks. They can be hilltop enclosures. They left this village site. So when Europeans first arrived here, they saw all this stuff, particularly in the Newtown area. There's a mound in Newtown that's 40 foot high that no longer exists. You can't miss a 40 foot tall mound. There was an earthwork there that covered 30, 40, 50 acres of earthen walls. And when they started to cultivate, when they started to plow the ground, they found these village sites. All of a sudden, they're bringing up pieces of pottery, bone, flint, shell, and they knew that people were here before them.
You mentioned a big, large area and huge mounds. I mean, was this all destroyed or maybe just removed by the settlers, or did we have any kind of natural movements as well?
A lot of what happened is when the Europeans arrived here, they saw all these things, but as people do, we develop areas. So not only do we plow the ground, we build roads, villages, cities, businesses, industries. And by the middle of the 19th century, people started to realize these things are going to disappear. So by the 1860s and 1870s, you start to see groups in the Cincinnati area that are focused on investigating these sites before they are gone. And these are the people who have given us a lot of the legacy of this stuff, because a lot of these sites disappeared by the end of the 19th century. Some of them have disappeared in the 20th century.
Now, what kind of interactions would there have been with settlers coming in from the eastern United States, moving west? What kind of reaction would have been from the native peoples who were already here?
There wasn't a lot of reaction simply because there weren't Native Americans living here when Europeans arrived. There were hunting parties, there were groups and so forth, and there were a series of stations that were built, sort of fortified stations, in the late 18th century.
Do you have any kind of idea of how many years ago that was?
We know that the latest occupied site here is the Madisonville site, which is in the village of Marymount. We know it was occupied to at least 1625, maybe 1650 AD. And by that time, if you know your American history, you know that Europeans are well established on the East Coast and are moving this way. But for some reason, they pack up and leave. Most of them. There are still some hunting parties and things like that. But sedentary living Native Americans have left the area before Cincinnati was settled.
We were talking about this all around the Newtown area. What was the most interesting things that you've discovered in or around Newtown?
One of the things that I've been working on is a late prehistoric village site. We refer to that time period as Fort Ancient here, not to be confused with the Fort Ancient State Memorial up in Warren County, which is actually an earlier Hopewell Age site. But these Fort Ancient villages are a new thing. So prior to about AD 7-800, most of these Native Americans were hunters and gatherers. They did develop horticulture, so they were adapting plants. They were hybriding plants. But they were very mobile people. They moved around. When maize was introduced or corn was introduced here and really got to the point where it could grow in our very short growing season by the end of the first millennium AD, these people made a very risky decision. They decided, we're going to be less mobile. We're going to live in one place. We're going to be sedentary. We're going to erect villages. And most of our subsistence is going to come from this one crop, which is corn. Now, they had beans and squash and other things like that, but corn was their staple, and they made a very risky decision. So they really are the first farmers in this part of the Ohio Valley, and it's a great experiment to look at, and that's what archaeologists do. We want to see how do they adapt to this and what happened. Of course, the tragedy in it all is the arrival of Europeans sort of destroyed that experiment, and they were forced to relocate and move west.
Now, let's talk about the relocation of maybe just you. I mean, you were working at the Cincinnati Museum Center. Now you're out in Newtown. Can you tell us about how the new Indian Center, the Education Center, got set up in Newtown?
It's an interesting story, something we've always wanted to do because Newtown is such a unique place for Native American stuff and archaeology. We wanted to get a project like this, and it came about because the Village of Newtown received a grant from the Ohio Cultural Facilities Commission to do a museum in their new administrative building. So they were across the street in their old building. The firehouse, which you had mentioned, which was built in 1841, when they put that firehouse in there, we know that they intercepted burials in the mid-19th century. We had also worked there twice, once in 1981 and once in 2006, and also uncovered burials with just incredible grave goods and so forth. So it's an interesting thing that they've put this museum on the site of one of the most unique Native American settlements there. It's called the Newtown Firehouse Site. This all came about. They talked to the museum center, the Village of Newtown. We got in a little contract with them to produce the exhibit. So our exhibit staff did all that sort of stuff, making cases, doing all the mounts, doing banners. They even have a walkway outside that's sort of a playground surface with a map of Newtown, which highlights six sites that we also highlight inside the museum so that people can stand out there and sort of have an idea where they are and where these sites are. Now, not all these sites exist, so it's a good thing people can say, oh, yeah, I've heard that that mound used to be here, this 40-foot tall mound, or this site was here. So now they have a map showing where all these iconic sites were. So we just finished this up early November. We had our opening. It was absolutely wonderful opening. We had a great reception. A lot of talks given that day, and everybody's really excited, and the Village of Newtown is very excited about it as well.
When can people go and visit the Education Center there?
Well, the Education Center at this moment is open during normal administrative office hours. So I believe it's like 9 to 4, we're sure of the hours, so Monday through Friday. It's in the lobby, it's in the council chambers, surrounding the seats and the podium and everything where you can see it. It also includes a video kiosk, which was produced by a University of Cincinnati group called the Center for the Electronic Reconstruction of Historic and Archaeological Sites. They call themselves CERHAS for obvious reasons with that lengthy title. And they've produced this great video which talks about the six sites in depth and shows some of the excavation and gives the elaborate history of archaeological investigations in the valley.
So this is cool. This will be great for people. Next time you're driving out to Eastgate, you can drop in and maybe check out what's going on there. Bob Genheimer is curator of archaeology with the Cincinnati Museum Center, and thanks for telling us all about the American Indians Education Center in the Village of Newtown.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thank you very much. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.